Prior to this year, the BC Winter Games were last held on Lataco soil in 2000. The young competitor tapped to recite the athlete's oath at those opening ceremonies was Zone 8 female hockey team captain Julia Dillabo. 24 years later, the lifelong Quesnel resident was the captain of a team once again, this time as the director of technology, putting her career at TELUS to Winter Games use. But when she took part in the opening ceremonies, this time as an organizer, she still spiraled back in time when Cassia Kitamura stood at the podium and recited the same athlete's oath to commence the 2024 Lataco Quesnel BC Winter Games. When we were in Vernon, at the 2023 edition, to learn the organizational ropes, as a board I listened to the young athlete who gave the pledge and felt I could have recited it along with him, said Dillabo. As we got the closer to inviting the athletes to Quesnel, I further realized it would be a pretty cool opportunity to meet whoever was going to give the oath. During the opening, Cassia nailed it and had a way better exit stage left than I had with her flips. Cassia is an amazing athlete, a great public speaker, and she shows strength in her abilities. Who knows, maybe in 20 to 24 years she will be the president of the games. What made meeting Kitamura all the more special, said Dillabo, was discovering she was the daughter of her typing, computer teacher in high school, and keyboarding ended up playing an enormous role in her ongoing career. She played varsity hockey, University of Regina, and for two seasons was the sole Canadian on ESC Plannegg in the German Women's Ice Hockey League. She also has a hand in running Triple J Ranch a few minutes north of Quesnel. Sport led to leadership, leadership led back to sport, and it all intertwines with community. One of the main reasons I joined the Games Board was because I wanted to give back to an organization that gave me an amazing experience as a youth, she said. The athletes that took over Quesnel for the Lataco Quesnel BC Winter Games are going to be the directors, coaches, entrepreneurs, inventors and all-around leaders in our communities. They received a cultural experience unlike any games to date with the help of Lataco Dene Nation. And one wish that I have is that they all take with them to be inclusive and accepting of diversity. This is the direction that we can hope our next generation leaders take, because the world needs more genuine inclusion. Looking back at her own experience standing at that podium, she remembered being nervous and excited. Looking out to the sea of athletes was a bit intimidating, she said. If there is one thing that sports teaches an athlete, it is how to put your game face on. You get nervous, you put your game face on, you get the task done. I think my favorite part of the oath was when I went off script at the end and wished everyone to have good games and the crowd cheered. ... The athlete's oath. On behalf of all the athletes, I pledge to compete in the spirit in which the games were founded, a celebration of competition, honor, and friendship. I pledge to strive to be the best I can be, to rise to the challenges I meet here and when I return home. I pledge to push beyond what is expected of me and extend my limits in sport, academics, and community. And I pledge to rise to the challenges I face and share with my competitors, my victories and my friendship. Read more. Kitamura tapped to deliver the athlete's oath at the Lataco Quesnel BC Winter Games. Read more. Quesnel Chamber of Commerce unveils new executive.